Herbalism. Your essential guide to getting started with herbalism. Become self-sufficient with simple homemade natural remedies for everyday health. Written by Donald Horsley. Chapter 1. What are herbal remedies? H. Herbalism isn't about quick fixes. While a single tea or tincture might help with a current malady, the real beauty of herbalism lies in its ability to address the whole person, your mind, your body, and your environment. Grounded in history and tradition, herbalism is as much about prevention and maintenance as it is about healing. When you don't take care of your body, you are more prone to getting sick. Even worse, you are more prone to depression. Those blues might multiply inside you in geometric proportions. If one isn't careful, depression can invade. I'd never say we should all go around grinning like Heidi the Happy Homemaker Elf, but it's always good to avoid despondency. Botanicals can help build a feeling of well-being and keep dejection away from your door. I would never preach that clean living is the only way to go. You know what's best for your way of life, far be it from anyone to judge what's right for you. But I'm confident in stating that people benefit from the correct use of botanicals. My own experience dates back to when I was really abusing my own carcass. Bad food, no sleep, and bad drugs turned me into an automaton that wasn't pleasant to be around. I didn't know how to get off the nightmare merry-go-round, and I wasn't willing me to clean up my act. I bought a house that had a backyard square of dirt the previous owner used as a garden. I had no interest in horticulture or cultivation. I was busy with work and didn't have time to grow, weed, prune, and harvest. But I did plant some herb seedlings, mostly because they were cheap and easy, or so I learned from my mother-in-law. She would carelessly fling chive seeds and bits outside the back door. Every year they'd pop up, strong and healthy, despite frigid winters and weed killers. Despite my black thumb, they flourished, so I dried the leaves and began experimenting with herb recipes I'd found among my grandmother's effects. See Chapter 6 for more info on Granny's heirloom recipes. After seeing how each concoction seemed to have a great results on me, I was hooked. My second brain took over. I bought some vitamins and started making balanced meals. My body forced me to step outside and take a daily constitutional one. And I credited the transformation to herbs. You might have a similar experience with herbalism. When you feel great, you perform well at home and at your job. You're easier to be around. With the help of botanicals, your skin will look saturated by dewy Scottish mists. Best of all, the icks magically go away. Icks or ickiness are hard to define, but it's a temporary feeling of bodily weirdness and irritation. You find yourself going to bed calmly and waking up feeling rested. Herbal remedies can play a major role in making you feel terrific most of the time. You most likely have been using botanicals already, like the time you had a kitchen burn and you reached for the aloe vera plant. Remember how effortless it was? For me, I was surprised to learn cranberry juice made an agonizing urinal tract infection much less painful. Let's cut to the chase and plunge right into using botanical medicine too. The easiest remedy for herbal newbies is aloe vera, one of the simplest and most versatile herbal remedies you can ever use. It can be applied straight from the plant. It doesn't get much easier than that.